Instruction for those planning to attend the conference. December 3, 1900. Typed. To those planning to attend the conference, I would say, arrange the business you are going to bring before the conference so that it can be clearly defined. This will enable the work to be done with expedition and will give correctness to reports. On your knees in prayer, leave at home every species of Pharisaism and all criticism. Do not bring with you a heavy load of rubbish to be emptied into the conference. Have a proper appreciation of physical, mental, and moral health. Show your soundness by your discreet utterances. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you have been accumulating evil things, fault-finding, evil thinking, tale-bearing, you will reveal the treasure you have been hoarding. It is best to lay all this down before you leave your home and never take it up again, for it creates a malarious atmosphere which pervades all the transactions of the life. Bring from the treasure of the heart the very best quality of Christ. Then there will be no better place than the conference for you to realize the truth of the words, "Grace for grace." John 1, verse 16. I am instructed to say that there are many who need to lay off the load they are carrying, a load of self-importance and self-sufficiency. My brethren, it will be best for you to unload this before you come to the conference, and bring with you instead the riches of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come weighted down, not with objectionable things which might better be buried, but with the treasures of heaven. Watch ye, stand fast, not in plans of your own devising, but in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, 14. Ye also, helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed on us by means of many persons, thanks may be given on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and much more abundantly to youward. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11, 12. In our conference at this time, we need men who can see beneath the surface. Men who cannot see afar off need to study the work of Christ. Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, a harvest of precious souls, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into your labors. John 4, verse 35 to 38. We need to be converted, else we shall never understand the meaning of sanctification of soul and spirit. The third chapter of Colossians is a wonderfully soothing recipe for the cure of church troubles. In your families and in the church, will you begin at once the treatment here laid out? Will you take the remedy prescribed, and will you take it now? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Verses 12 to 15. Let the word of God dwell in you richly with all wisdom. Then you will be workers together with God, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he which doeth evil shall receive the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Verses 16, 17, 24, 25.